Satan wants us to believe we're living a fairy tale living out of the Bible, and that this is the real life. How can you argue with all of these buildings and all this architecture and all this structure and all this life goes on business?
Yeah.
It's a painful, painful thing when you really understand what it means to be a Christian, to live our lives as strangers and aliens here, knowing that the far majority of the people that you see are going to hell by God's justice, by God's election, by God's choice, by their choice. It'll be just. I don't know how God works it out on the end, but it will be just. They had their life now. Jesus said, if anyone tries to save his life, he will lose it. If anyone loves his life in this world, he will lose it. That is the biggest disorienting, most difficult, cross-carrying contradiction to human nature you can possibly imagine.
Yep.
It's easy to understand if you simply look at the basic reality that we're in. That you and I are sitting right now in this little tiny space. Let's just call this bed our little spiritual space, because all that is spiritual for us is right here in these bodies. Everything we know about life, God, the devil, heaven, hell, our Christian faith, our belief in Christ, all of it is contained right here in these two little bodies.
Yeah.
Right? Everything that we are, this is our little spiritual universe, if you will. But now expand and look up. Look out here.
Whole bubble.
Look out here.
Yeah.
And what you see is a huge world. And just in view of us right now, just looking out our balcony, we can see thousands and thousands of people that are living in a completely different universe than we are.
Yeah.
These guys are down here rollerblading right now, and he's got coffee in his hand, and the people here have got bags. They're either getting out to go somewhere or getting back from going somewhere. There's this whole different world that people are living. This guy getting out, he's not thinking about Jesus Christ, his family going to hell. He's thinking about having a good time with his family. These guys over here with their coffee and their rollerblades, they're thinking about what a beautiful morning it is, how fun it is to rollerblade, how much excitement they're having in their hearts, and what they're going to go eat today for lunch, and you know, whatever. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Their life is here. Their mind, as the Bible says, is on earthly things.
Yeah.
But we are surrounded by people who think totally differently than what the Bible thinks.
Yeah.
We are literally like aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole world out there, it's a bit like Rapunzel being told, I'm keeping you in this castle because everybody out there is bad. Honey, it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
And you look at that reality out there, that is very compelling. That is screaming, life is like this.
Yes.
You work hard for a number of years, save up your money, and then you come down to Florida and you buy yourself a condo and you get to spend and become a snowbird 3 to 4 months of your life down in the best weather, and you get to have your little, as it's written everywhere, my happy place is the beach. Here's my little slice of paradise. Looking right here. I woke up this morning looking at this. Welcome to paradise. And you know what I thought? The people that hung that on that wall are going to hell. They are Catholics who are not born again. They are in the hands of Satan. They have been used to strike against us. But hanging inside their house, they have this sign that says, welcome to paradise.
Yeah.
So you have a situation where to be a Christian today, every single day, you're having to try to work out, walk in a reality in your little body, in your little mind, in your little part of the world that is completely contradicted by the far majority of everything you see. It's like you're this one little real person trapped inside of a video game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like what we talked about the Truman Show yesterday.
Yes.
He's a real person trapped inside a false, voyeuristic reality TV show.
Yeah.
When we go out for a little bike ride and we're riding down the street in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Every sign that we pass, every person that we pass in the car, every piece of food that we eat, every little ice cream store we pass, every little surf shop we go by, that is screaming a message and a worldview that completely contradicts what you and I believe, according to the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's a complete contradiction.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's like the Bible says for a man to love his life, he will lose it. But here it says you need to love your life.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible says if you set your minds on things below and you love the world and the things in the world, that the love of God is not in you.
Yeah.
But this place says, love this menu offering. Love this fish sandwich. Love this part of the beach. Love this party. Love this go-to place. Love this umbrella in this place. And love this and love that. And love these cruise ships. And love all this fun. Love the park. Love the people. Love all the nice music. Love the entertainment. Love, love, love. It's this whole world is screaming, this is all there is. You better enjoy it while you can. Do you see why I've been telling you how hard it is to be a Christian and how it's only going to get harder?
Mm-hmm.
So for you to be describing this confusion that you're going to, the second you step out of your door every day, you should be feeling confusion.
Yeah.
There's this whole other reality. Yes. I look at these buildings and it looks so real, so big, so ominous, so important. The man who built it was smart. He was intelligent. The financing that went involved, the salespeople that had to get involved to sell the condos, the designers that had to design them in a way that's appealing to other people. There's so much human intellect, human capital, human resource, human initiative that went into making that one condominium right there.
Yeah.
Surely that has to be important. That thing withstands storms. It gives pleasure. It provides shelter. It's a home to people. Rich people live in there. Surely that's important. Surely that's a higher life than what you and I have.
Mm.
The Bible says that building is going to crumble all the way to the ground. There's a terrible earthquake coming, and every one of these condominiums you can see will be flattened. There will be nothing left standing on this earth. All that men thought was so important is going to come crumbling down.
Yeah.
That's very difficult to think about. Mm-hmm. That's very difficult to realize. We're living a Bible that looks like we're living in a flipping fairy tale.
Yeah.
That these are the people, the rollerbladers down here, these are the people that are living the good life. We should knock off this nonsense of sitting in here suffering, reading about some lady who died in the 1930s in China, you know, trying to be a missionary and giving up her whole life and happiness to save a few kids.
Mm.
No, this is the life right here, man. Sunshine, rollerblades, Starbucks coffee in one hand and a pretty girl in the other hand. This is the life, and a surfboard in the back of the car so later when the skates are tired, we can go surfing and have some fun. It's a sunny day. I think this world is very disorienting to Christian faith,
mm-hmm.
and Christian faith is very disorienting to this world. So on one hand, what you're saying is terrifying. It is alarming. But on the other hand, I can totally get it because I have been experiencing it while we've been here more than probably I ever have before.
Yeah.
Because you're forced. We are at the happiest place in the world, sweetheart.
Mm.
People don't go to the mountains in Huntsville, Alabama and say, this is my little place of happiness. This is my paradise. You know how many signs people have on their doors that I've seen when I go riding my bike that says our little slice of happiness or something regarding the beach? This is the happiest place in the world.
Mm.
This is where people spend half of their lives as snowbirds. They come here.
Yeah.
The beach is supposed to be the happiest place in the world. This place is a complete contradiction to the words of Jesus Christ. You had your comforts in this life, and he suffered. But now you are in torments and the fires of hell and in anguish, and he is comforted. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the poor. Woe to you who are well fed now, well entertained, well looked after, well lodged.
Mm.
Well comforted. That's a complete contradiction. This world is a complete contradiction. And so we have to suffer to believe that. Satan wants us to believe we're living a fairy tale, living out of the Bible, and that this is the real life. How can you argue with all of these buildings and all this architecture and all this structure and all this life goes on business?
Yeah.
It's a painful, painful thing when you really understand what it means to be a Christian, to live our lives as strangers and aliens here, knowing that the far majority of the people that you see are going to hell by God's justice, by God's election, by God's choice, by their choice. It'll be just. I don't know how God works it out on the end, but it will be just. They had their life now. Jesus said, if anyone tries to save his life, he will lose it. If anyone loves his life in this world, he will lose it. That is the biggest disorienting, most difficult, cross-carrying contradiction to human nature you can possibly imagine.
Yep.
And then to have to live it day after day after day after day, where this world is screaming, you can't possibly believe all these people are going to heaven. You can't, or hell, you can't possibly believe those nice people enjoying their coffee sitting on that beautiful deck on that $1 million condo there. You can't possibly imagine after all their life and their family and their friends and their photos and their trips and their college degrees and their careers and their children and their weddings and their all that. You can't possibly imagine all that just ends with all of them being in hell. That's what the devil wants us to believe.
Mm.
To believe that takes a tremendous amount of faith.
Yeah.
The cruise ships. How much happiness. All on board. Happiness. Escape your problems. Escape your trouble. Have some fun. Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is going to be all right. While you're burning in hell, everything is not going to be all right, and nobody is going to be singing, don't worry, every little thing is going to be all right in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have all of our entire Christianity in these tiny little bodies, we are like these little tiny guppies. You know what guppies are? The smallest of little fish inside mm-hmm. of a fish tank, these little bitty nothings.
Mm-hmm.
All that represents Jesus Christ is inside of us right now. Just come from heaven's perspective. Take a snapshot of this whole building. How much of Jesus Christ is in this whole building and all these people? Maybe Dan and Jane. I don't know. I don't have any idea what their real life is like. I presume that they are probably true Christians. I don't know how much in this whole building does it is represented by Jesus Christ versus how much is represented by Antichrist.
Mm.
This is Hotel Antichrist.
Yeah.
How much of Jesus is in this whole place called Cocoa Beach that everybody thinks is such a happy place and everybody loves so much? How much Jesus Christ is here? It's like a pinhead amount.
Mm. Yep.
So no wonder we're disoriented. I am trying to identify with how you feel. I believe the amount of suffering that we're facing, and I believe the reality that we're facing, that we're living like on another planet, can be very disorienting. It can be very lonely, and it can cause you to want to question, how can this be?
Mm.
Sweetheart, look at Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah.
Head straight for the gate. Don't look away, the celestial city. Put your eyes on it and keep going. And the whole path, the dream that God gave him, is people trying to disorient him, to get him off of that path. Oh, no, you should come this way. Take this, take this, take this.
Yeah, vanity fear.
And Satan comes and says, do you think God's just going to let all these people go to hell? Come on, man. These people aren't going to hell. That's just old fuddy-duddy religious talk. Enjoy your life a little bit. Let go of this idea that you have to lose your life in order to find it. You have to suffer so much for Jesus Christ. It's a voice of compromise.
Yeah.
It's an antichrist. I'm telling you, I don't know how anybody makes it to heaven. In these days, what does the Bible say?
Very few.
Actually, I want to read this in the... Let me see about the Living Bible. This would be interesting to... You may as well know this too, Timothy. That in the last days, it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian. We're in this. This is exactly what I'm talking about. How can it not be difficult to be a Christian when everything is antichrist? Everything says, this is the life. Get yours while you can. Enjoy yourself. Have as much fun, as much peace. Make as much money. Have as much friends. Eat as much food. Drink as much alcohol. Have as much entertainment life as you can.
Good. Life is good.
Look at all the shirts that we see. Yeah. Life is good.
Mm.
in the last days, it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be proud and boastful, sneering at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful to them, and thoroughly bad. They will be hard-headed and never give in to others. They will be constant liars. Think about how hard-headed our landlord is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They will be constant liars and troublemakers and will think nothing of immorality. They will be rough and cruel and sneer at those who try to be good. They will betray their friends. They will be hot-headed, puffed up with pride, and prefer good times to worshiping God. They will go to church, yes, but they won't really believe anything they hear. Don't be taken in by people like that. They will go to church, but they won't really believe anything they hear. The scripture says they'll have a form of godliness, but deny its power. They're empty shells. Don't be taken in by people like that. The Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. You must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come. There will come scoffers who will do every wrong thing they can think of and laugh at the truth. This will be their line of argument. So Jesus promised to come back, did he? Then where is he? He'll never come. Why, as far back as anyone can remember, everything has remained exactly as it was since the first day of creation. Nothing's changed. That's what they're saying. They'll say, nothing's changed. Where is this coming, he promised? A scoffer is to speak to someone or about something in a scornfully derisive or mocking way. What we have to do to remedy this is to stay in prayer and stay in the Word. We need to spend more time in the Word, more time in prayer. I mean, just look at that. There is a spirit behind this world, sweetheart. It's not just a building. There is a spirit of mammon all over this whole world. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit is screaming, come join the party. Quit swimming upstream.
Yeah, that's right.
But God has put us in this place where everything is about pleasure.
Yeah.
When I go to Surfanista and I walk up and get my coffee from the girls behind the countertop, I see zombies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.